kind of see my tire marks where they are.
Where?
Like right in here.
Yeah, oh.
Before all this was here, this is like pretty much where I got stuck because the other guy was parked right there.
I find it funny that you got stuck before me, at least.
Oh, no, no. Trust me. There's a story. It's December 23rd. It's Bob.
It's Max.
It's Nick.
And we'll be picking AJ up a little bit later, but we're off to F&M. Wow, we got a lot to talk about after missing last week.
Yeah, sorry, weather. We weren't going to drive down with 18 inches of snow.
Anyways, Tuesday I got stuck going to work.
Yeah.
That picture I sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the snow was above the hood of my Outback, is why I got stuck.
Yeah.
Because the angle I got stuck, I had one wheel completely off the ground, and that's where all my drive went to.
Ha!
Yeah. But, it's actually been a good week.
I mean, it was entertaining Friday for me. No one's going to work, and...
Oh, I got drunk at work today.
That's one way to do it.
What? Yeah, we had a Christmas party. I probably shouldn't be driving.
Now you tell us.
Well, no, because I picked up a 12-pack when I got my breakfast this morning before I went to work because I asked Larry. I'm like, Larry, are we having beer on Friday? He goes, yeah, that's fine. Bring some if you want. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I picked up a 6-pack, figured I'd share it with a couple of guys in my area. Well, at like 10:30, my boss Scott comes out and goes, hey, is Coors Light all right? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I already got some Miller. So 11:30, in the office I go. Down my Miller, pass the rest of them out, grab a couple Coors, fucking down them out. About quarter after one, it's like, all right, I can stand up straight. I'm good to go home.
Wow.
That's fair.
Bad food, sat, talked, shot the shit. I mean, it was a blast today. Because I went in at 7. What are you leaning back for? We're already turning right. I don't have to look left.
I always, though. That's just kind of my habit.
But, today, jack shit got done.
Oh, and that was the same with my place. I actually, sat there for 2 hours just programming boards that need to be updated.
I did, 6 welds total.
Drunk?
No, I wasn't drinking before. You ain't gonna be able to weld and drink.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was a little bit concerned.
I have tried it.
You would
it.
Have a good weave, though.
I have tried it, and it does not end up well for you.
I mean, if you're trying to do sophisticated work that you do, yeah.
But... If you're trying to do any welding when you're drunk, it does not come out well.
I would assume you're just going to get a weave.
No. Did I never tell you about the time I would get my buzz going on Thursday afternoons?
No.
When I worked up at Palmer Hamilton, there was the Booze and Go.
Okay.
A little store. You don't even have to get out of your car to order alcohol. You can. It's a drive-through alcohol dispensary.
That's the one over by Abel's Corner.
Yes.
Oh,
that closed down.
Yeah.
Yes, that was going nice and strong when I was working at Palmer.
It was still going strong until Abel's Corner's burned down.
I mean, it's there, but it's empty.
Yeah.
But I used to go to McDonald's on Thursday at lunch and get a strawberry milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go to the Booze and Go and get tequila rose bottle. And I would be sipping a strawberry milkshake all afternoon.
Tequila.
Well, tequila rose. It tastes like strawberry milkshake already. So nobody could tell the difference. And everybody at work used to give me so much shit. Oh, you fucking pussy. You like strawberry. You fucking gay. Yeah, I'm getting my fucking drink on, bitch. Screw you. I'd get to the bar and be ready to fucking go. Yeah.
But no, so let's get back on magic news.
Okay, so magic news.
There's actually
quite a few because they spoiled Tezzeret.
Yeah, yeah. Tezzeret's been revealed.
The Schemer.
Yep, Tezzeret the Schemer. Do I really need to look it up? I mean, for a standard Tez, he's going to be really good.
Well, for a new age planeswalker that their ultimate doesn't win you the game.
Yeah, well, it definitely gets you close there.
Yeah, it's a win more. The ultimates are win mores nowadays.
I did call it. His ultimate's going to be an emblem that does something with a 5/5 artifact.
Yep. But, last Saturday, I actually went to Lake Geneva Games.
Yep.
At about, it was like 7:30, 8 o'clock by the time I got done with everything. And there was Alex Gygax and another guy who were playing EDH, and Alex was just smashing him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sat down, and it's like, you know what, I just want to play a game, so I'm going to play Ruhan. we're playing, and I slam out turn 4 Ruhan, and Alex counterspells it. Slam out turn 5 Ruhan. Turn 6, go to swing with...
And you were reversing Alex's Azuri, I believe?
No, Alex was on Tasiker.
Okay.
But, and then the other guy was on the Gay Pillow Fort from the new 4 Color Commanders.
Okay.
Gay Pillow Fort, seriously?
Yeah. Well, no, in the storyline, the two characters are gay.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay, never mind.
Like 2-8. Yeah, Miletus and Melodus and Heroes or something like that.
Yeah.
But, no. So we're playing, and Mark comes out, and he goes, how's the game looking, guys? Because he kind of seemed like he wanted to go with the snowstorm coming down. Oh, it's about even right now, but when you're ready to go, just let us know. We'll all pack up. We're just playing for fun. So he comes out about 30 seconds later and goes, all right, guys, last standard showdown pack. Winner gets it all.
Oh, cool.
All right, game on. Next turn, I ultimate a Johnny Vengeant, blowing up all of Alex's lands. And Alex was pissed off because the next turn he drew his card to get all his creatures back, Living Dead.
Oh, yeah. Death. Living Death.
And he's like, I don't have the mana for it. I'm like, well, it's not going to matter. Next turn, rest in peace.
God!
66 cards out of his library were gone.
God!
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And they're like, well, how are you going to win? Because I was at, like, 13 life after the guy attacked me. I'm like, sure. End of turn, Enlightened Tutor. Grab Helm of Obedience, put it on top.
Oh, okay. Okay, scoop it up.
No, they didn't scoop. It's like, yeah, I'll play Helm of Obedience, say go. Oh, look, at Alex's upkeep, I think his name was Derek. I'm like, Derek, mill the top card of your library. Top card of your library goes into your graveyard. He goes, oh, you hit this. No, see, everything is exiled that goes in the graveyard, so continue to do so until a creature is put in the graveyard.
Yeah, I love it when I teach people the Recipes Helm combo, or Leyland of the Void Helm combo.
So, he's like, oh, scoop it up, goes to me, I go to do it to Alex for one, and he bounces, he goes like ad nauseum, and starts flipping cards over, puts himself down to 5,
okay,
which is just outside of my Boros Charm reach.
Oh, wow.
And finds a thing to bounce Rest in Peace to my hand.
Aww.
So I play Rest in Peace right away again. He goes, he swings at me, puts me down to like 12, and it's like, yeah, do you have a way of dealing the last 12 damage? No? Okay, my turn, mill you.
Yeah.
And I got bullcrap out of that standard showdown pack.
I know, that's what all the standard showdown packs were. They're all just...
Looping Prototype... Declaration in Stone and a foil common out of Eldritch Moon. Yeah. Garbage.
Well, I found my acetone if you needed to have more use for that.
I gotta get my tokens from you.
Yeah. I haven't printed them out yet.
But yeah, so I ended up leaving and went out and did Pokestopping that night. Because it's so great. Everybody piles up behind you when you're going 25 miles an hour so you can get all your kilometers in.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I found out a great thing to do is just go loop Grand Geneva.
Oh.
Because you have a gym with a stop right at the start. There are 2 stops in the middle and 2 gyms with 4 stops at the end.
Oh, so for when you're driving, it's really good.
And if you're doing 25, it all counts as kilometers walked.
Well, also in technicality, that area is a 35-mile-an-hour zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you do 25 so you can look at the lights and make sure. Because if you go over 25, you're not getting...
Yeah.
Actually, no, it is like a 20-25 through there.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming.
No, you said you were thinking about going back to Grixis Painter?
Yeah. Basically, since now I know a lot more about Tez and his abilities and then having Painter all the time. I just want to mash them back up together. Now that I know what the hell I'm doing, I'm not just going from nothing.
You're going to try and mash Tez and Painter together?
Well, I'm not going to try and put Chalice of the Void in the main.
Okay.
I was thinking of trying it in the side, but it's also very basic heavy, and like last night I was doing like 2 games on X-Mage and first Storm. Okay. Both games. So it's just like my interaction is, do I have Force Will? No. Does he kill me? Yes? Alright, cool. I'll text AJ. Well, actually, we're going to stop for food anyways.
We'll start at BK and get food.
I'll let him know we're at BK.
Yeah, I can text him when we leave.
Yeah.
But, No, I was really thinking about getting another EMA box tonight, but I'm not.
Oh.
Because I priced it online, $521, and I can have everything I need for Storm.
Oh. So it looks like you're going to want to be trying Storm tonight, huh?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Because cool. I was looking on TCG, and, like, the lowest I could get it was $490 if I went with heavy play on stuff.
Yeah, hey, it's perfectly playable.
Yeah, I don't want heavy play or damage, though. I like moderate play, so it retains more value.
Yeah.
But the thing is I'm also thinking, it's like, fuck, I've already got, like, 8 different Legacy decks that I can build.
Yeah.
Do I really need to finish another one? So that's where, like, my thing is, because I have till tomorrow to decide if I want to get another EMA box for $200.
Well, it's like it's the weird thing, which I'll get into when we get back from food, because I'm just going to end the podcast now.
Yeah, we're right there at the gas station.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get food. We'll see you guys in a bit. Not yet.
No.
Nope.
Why not? How about now?
We might be.
Okay, we're back. Holy right. Cow, has it started coming down since we went in and had dinner?
It's snowing. Isn't it horrible?
It's so fluffy! We won't lose Nick.
Yeah, we won't lose Nick. I think I edited that out of the last podcast, but...
I didn't even listen. Oh, holy cow.
But no, on the way to pick up AJ. And what were we going to talk about right before?
I don't know. You were going to get into something.
I was going to get into Grixis Painter, but at the same time, it's not a... I don't think it's a legit build. Like, I'm still determining if I want to keep Thopter Sword combo still in the deck.
The only reason Thopter Sword is good in Tez is because of the chalice preventing the removal spells.
Hmm. I mean, Chalice only stops Swords, Bolt, and Path.
Yeah, all of them that are good against your deck.
Well, that's the... But then again, with Sword,
Because it also stops Brainstorm.
Well, yeah. Well, ultimately, Chalice is a great card to have in any deck if you're trying to prison out people. But,
Well, that's the whole thing of Painter. It's supposed to be a prison deck with a combo finish. Not a combo deck with a prison aspect.
Well, just that's where it's weird, because I thought of just doing main board Chalice and just build it to transmute in freaking Grindstone. If I can't turn one it, just transmute it in, because it works the same. And just remove Pyroblast and put back in Misdirections or whatever.
I think that's too greedy.
Because then I can actually just do Perfect Locked and then...
Well, I mean, if you're doing Grixis, that gives you access to Brainstorm.
Yeah. Which is actually, all fairness, probably could just put in the deck.
I mean, do you have Force of Wills in?
Yeah, Force of Wills. There's 4 of Force.
How many blue cards are you running?
16.
Yeah, it is not.
And that is including, yeah, that's including
Force of Wills. Was it the stop sign?
It was at the... I may told them to meet us at the stop, but it is at the stop when you need to turn on the road. Please excuse us as we randomly do random words.
He's on the left. I think it's the one with the lights.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
Is it Texan? He should be.
Oh, they don't even
plow
their driveway.
Unless he was trying to want his pixel back. Hello? 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 I wouldn't honk because we don't know exactly if this is his place or not.
I can't remember. Is this one or the next one?
It's this one, probably. Probably. I don't know.
I'll text him like 1324.
1320.
I thought it was this one, but I'm not positive. I don't know whoever this is. I hope I don't get stuck in their driveway since it's not loud.
Who? 1324? 1324. We need a response, AJ. There he is. Is that him?
Is it?
I don't know if it's him.
I don't think it's him.
I don't think it's him.
No, I don't think it's him.
Nope, not him.
Hello? Hello? Response.
I thought it was this one.
It is this one, I think.
I could have swore it was this one.
It is this one, I believe. I think this is the one we picked him up at. Hello? You ready?
Where the hell are you?
You there? I texted you.
It wasn't this one.
Sack.
Just call him.
I think that was his place.
I mean, just stop the text and call him. It's easier. Because he's not responding to our freaking...
No. Now he is. I don't know how well that's going to end up in recording.
Hey, that's your problem.
If not, we'll fire you and get somebody else who can.
You know what? We'll just fire the guy anyways. Nick, you want to do the editing now?
No.
Do what?
I'm not even going to be in Wisconsin myself.
The editing.
Oh, that's right. You're moving to Kentucky. Marry your sister, Tucky.
No. Well, kind of. But I'm not going to be marrying my sister, that's for sure.
You know, in Alabama, you can marry your first cousin.
Isn't your sister technically adopted?
No, I'm adopted.
You're adopted. So
my,
meaning
my
you're not...
My older brother is adopted. My little sister was made by... Fine. By my parents.
Isn't it how that's done, though?
Anyways. No. Last week, back on the subject of Mark and LGG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you weren't there for it. You'll get a laugh out of this. We got on the subject of Lake Geneva Games. And Mark asked me why I don't go there as much. And I asked him, I was like, do you want me to be serious, Mark? Do you really want me to be serious? He goes, yeah, tell me the truth. I go, it's because of Jason. And I gave him the example of the night that, or I told him, I'm like, Jason killed the interest of a lot of people in this store when he put his own shop ban list into effect. You remember that?
No. I don't think he was around for that.
Okay. Well, Jason put into effect a shop ban list that was like Sensei's Divining Top.
Oh, jeez.
Mass land destruction. All board wipes.
No, you know, I think I do remember that.
It was everything that could slow the game down.
It was everything that could stop his decks, mostly.
Yeah. But, there was one night I was playing with Chris Lowe's, Mitch Carroll...
Me.
Max, and I forgot who else it was. There was another guy.
His name was, I believe, actually was AJ. But he doesn't show around.
Yeah, he doesn't go anymore. But Jason was over, and now this was after Tristan stole from Jason and was caught.
I think like it was actually not even like a month after, I think.
I mean, it was September 2013. Yeah, it was like 2 months after.
Yeah.
It was beginning, it was middle of summer that he got caught. But, I had gone over and I told Jason, Jason, we're going to play some EDH. If you want to leave, just give us 5 minutes to pack up and we'll be out of your hair. Not unreasonable, is it, AJ?
No.
But, so, AJ's playing League of Legends, and the five of us, we ended up playing, like, 3 games in 2 hours? 3 hours?
That's
not even?
Speed.
Yeah, I mean, we were hustling along. And at the start of it, I told everyone, I'm like, hey, I have a Sensei's Divining Top in my deck. And I also have... Crystal Ball. Mm-hmm. I can play both as Crystal Ball because of the shop ban list, but since we're not playing at an official shop event, I don't think anybody cares. And everybody's like, no, that's fine.
And then we knew you were good with your tops, not wasting time.
So,
like other people.
We play. Well, at the end of the night, it was like 10, 10:30. Jason comes over and he's like, sees that I have a Sensei's Divine Top and goes, you have a banned card. You need to pack your stuff up and get out of the shop. It's like, well, the game's over because nobody can stop Chris Lowe's from winning. But you don't need to use that as an excuse. If you want to go grab dinner, just tell us you want to grab dinner and we'll get out of your hair, Jason. We understand. It's your shop. But no, Jason threw this big old shit fit about me having a Sensei's Divining Top, even though it was a banned card.
Man. And trying to enforce, like, this is the rules of my store. If you were at any other store, were you going to find those rules?
Well, no. He literally used the example of, well, if I don't stop you from using it... Well, what's going to stop everybody else from using it? I said, Jason, we're not playing an official store event. What does it matter?
Yeah,
it was we told you, give us 30 seconds and we'll get out of your frippin' hair. And I got away from it because I was getting ready to punch him because he didn't understand.
That's...
Nobody liked that Storm ban list. That killed EDH at Lake Geneva Games.
Mm-hmm. And he's killing off Force of Will, too, now, because they're hoarding the...
promos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I told that to Mark, too.
Yeah,
I wonder how often have you even heard the Force of Will being brought up in the store.
I mean,
that's because you're not around.
Anymore. Yeah.
It's not played there anymore. They go to Kudoba and play.
Well, no, what it is they only go there for the big events, and then they split the prizes and leave there and go to get dinner.
Right.
Because nobody wants to actually play there.
Right.
But I told Mark about that, and I said, it's nothing to deal with you. It's not to deal with the shop. It's to deal with the fact that Jason is a jerk of a manager. It's either his way or the highway. He's not willing to go out there and work with other shops or do anything other than what makes him more profit than anything. He forgot the main rule of constructed will bring you more money, limited will break you even. Because stores don't make their money on events. You every bit of money you get for an entry fee should be put right back into the payout. Stores make their money on singles, food, and drink. You can go to any game store, and they will tell you they make more off of that than tournaments. Tournaments, they're lucky if they break even on. But getting people in the door is the big thing.
And giving them a reason to stay.
Yeah.
And not kicking them out like, all the time.
Well, it wasn't like that. I told Mark, I'm like, I tried to fire Legacy here. I had 12 people ready to show up alongside me that were willing to pay $20, 100% payout and store credit. And Jason said no. He wanted $10 for the store and $10 from each person to go into the payout. And nobody wants to lose half their money guaranteed. So instead of losing out on the tournament and making it back on singles and store credit, he lost out on everything.
And the big people that were still going to that store all went off and did life.
Mm-hmm.
College,
because,
moving,
because,
better jobs.
Well, no, because Jason didn't give them a reason to stay.
Right.
And the people that had a reason to stay just
they
left because...
they can't make it to another store.
Yeah. Like, well, then when the other half of your party playgroup disappears, there's no one to play with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I stopped going to play D&D most of the time is because the group is no longer there.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have running things, which is a great DM.
He was a great DM, but he was a very sloppy manager.
Right.
I like Ken. I thought he was a great guy. I could sit down, talk with him all day about stuff,
right.
But I did not like the way that he let that shop get dirty like he did.
Right.
Ken was a good person. He just wasn't all that.
Well, but the problem was is Jason also had his hands tied behind his back.
Right.
Because Ken couldn't do any buying or selling by Jason's demand.
Anytime Ken tried to do something, Jason would stop him and Ken, let's go have dinner a bit and talk.
Yeah, and Jason would correct it to the way that he wanted it instead of the way that it should have been.
Right.
So.
Ken's health is improving now from what I hear.
Oh, cool.
He's getting his online game going again.
Good.
You probably have better contact with him. You should see if he's going to be at GaryCon.
I'll message him on the
He's on Facebook all the time.
I know, I have him on Facebook too, that's just...
No, I'll message him in the game. I'm still in there.
Well, there was someone's fence.
Mm-hmm. Well, but no, I literally told that to Mark, and I said, yeah, granted, you and I didn't get off on a strong foot. We both butted heads right away, but you've definitely changed. You've been willing to work with people. So, and it's nothing to do with that, but as I told Mark, you know what? Go take your EDH, go over to another store, whether it be Rockheads, Coliseum, Extreme, Misty Mountain up in Madison, go to Games Universe in Franklin, go to any of them and say, oh yeah, I was at Lake Geneva Games and I didn't like the way it was. I didn't like this about the store. And you will hear an avalanche of people piling on the store.
Yeah.
Because Jason has literally blackballed himself from the community.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants anything to do with that store because of Jason's policies. And it sucks because that store had such a great community that Jason was able to get rid of.
Yeah. Especially when there was like enough people for a 10-man draft, and then we still had almost 8-man EDH pods firing off.
Mm-hmm. And Jason got rid of all of that on his own.
Yep.
Rather quickly, too.
Yeah.
Well, this was like, this was back when I was in high school, was when this stuff was going on.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years, 3 years ago?
More than that.
When I first started going to the shop, even then, that was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was way more than that.
Yeah.
I graduated in 2013.
So yeah, no, 14, fair. So 4 years ago?
I didn't start going to the shop on a regular basis until about 14, so.
Because I started going in 2011? Let's see. Yeah, it was 2011 I went for Innistrad pre-release.
Yep, and that's kind of the first thing I went to.
Well, actually, no, I made it for the M12 celebration because Wizards sent out so much product that literally all we did was draft all day. Yeah. We did like 6 drafts in about 4 hours. Because it was like the 20th anniversary. So they gave away M12 boxes for absolutely free. But,
Crap, I remember playing standard Ravnica with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I ended up, I went to the Innistrad, and then I got sick when I lost my job, so I didn't go back because I wanted to save money for bills. Well, then I got the job at IPS and was able to get insurance to go to the doctor. Got well enough for the Dark Ascension pre-release, and that's when we found out Alicia was pregnant. And what pissed me off about that is I showed up at the Dark Ascension. Jason's like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. How's things going? I'm like, oh, I've been working. I got sick, but I'm here for the pre-release. And Jason goes, so how's life? I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a father. The first things out of Jason's mouth was, I can't wait for you to find out how expensive kids are, so you sell me your cards.
Oh, my God. That's,
that was the first thing he said. Not congrats or, hey, if you need help, let me know. No, it was, I hope you have to sell your fucking collection to me.
I get the feeling the only reason that 40K is doing as well, I mean, it's not that it's doing awesome, but,
well, it's because Jason has a nice deal on that.
Well, that, and we basically told him, look, stay off of it. We'll manage ourselves for 40K. Let us set up stuff. Don't bother with it.
Well, no. Did you hear Jake last week?
No. Oh, yeah, I heard Jake.
Yeah. JJ didn't hear that. I don't think Nick did.
I might have left by then.
Yeah, you were gone by that
time.
Yeah,
you were gone. We were, because I was talking with Jake about something, and he mentioned how he's only there like once a week on Fridays, so Mark has another day off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark apparently called Jake and said, hey, you're my magic guy. You need to start setting magic events up. And Jake just flipped out on him. Oh my God. I respect Jake so much more for telling Mark off like he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's the only reason he's there is for Jason.
Yep.
Because Jason asks him. And you can have him there for free.
Yeah. He openly said he'd work for Jason for free, and I said, you're dumber than I thought, but I still respect you.
Well, it's also probably because he could get deals on cards and all that too.
He's almost at my level. He's almost at my level.
No, I mean, I think
that's kind of hard to
beat. Jason
been
friends for quite a while.
Oh yeah, Jake and Jason have. Jake has pretty much worked there since the store opened up for the most part. Like, because he got in close with Jason due to Wally.
Right. And there's a whole other can of worms.
Let's not bring it up.
Yeah. Save it for another day.
I mean, my favorite Wally line is, after Ken took over, before Wally was thinking about moving to Arizona, I'm really thinking about taking the shop over from Ken. It's just run so bad. It's like, yeah, that's why you were taken off of the management position.
So, I don't know, it's AJ's first time on the cast. What's the question we usually ask?
AJ, how did you get involved in magic?
I blame Jesse.
Okay, well, what were you doing?
Okay, you have to tell your story. I had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Tell how it happened, where you were.
I honestly don't remember exactly.
Well, just based.
I just joined the draft on Friday and then bought a pre-con for EDH.
Do you have any idea when this was?
Nope.
So I know initially when you were coming around the store until you started getting, until people started getting more used to you, you were very unliked, actually.
No, AJ. You did come off as a very rash person.
Yeah. Until people started getting used to you and you started accepting other people, it was kind of...
I mean, I know my problems.
Yeah.
I know my problems, too.
That's not the problem at all.
And we also found out the opposite of white on rice last week.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
You mean black on grits?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Who was it said it? Did you say it?
Or no,
was
it was Floyd.
It was Floyd?
No, it was Floyd.
Yeah, it was Floyd. Okay, yeah. It was Floyd who said that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh my god.
Like, what was his name again? All right.
That was awesome.
Floyd was actually tolerable last week.
Because he only interacted with us a little.
Yeah.
I know.
Usually he and Dave are the reasons I don't pull much on Friday.
I mean, Dave's always going to be a cocky SOB. Because it's Dave.
He actually did, because you remember how you made the comment? Did you ever tell Dave that you got a Pontiac? When we were doing that snowball fight at the end of the night, he opened the door and was like, what happened to your sub? I'm like, I sold it to a deer.
Okay, that's how you got talking to him about it.
And he's like, I was like, yeah, this is my new one. And then he's like, G6. I'm like, yeah. It's not great, is it? And I'm like, yeah, it's not great. And he's like, yeah, no, it's not great. But it ain't bad. It ain't bad either.
Just a snowball fight at the end of the day.
Yeah. Oh, God. Adrian, you missed that. You miss watching.
I could barely get home.
I chased Nick halfway to Dairy Queen, practically.
Yeah.
Because he threw a snowball at me, and I said,
start screaming police brutality.
No. It was just fun.
No one was around.
Yeah, there was nobody out.
It was just
fun. I went over and hit the Veterans Field gym. Then I went and took the two gyms at Grand Geneva.
Yeah.
Jesus. Town was dead. I went back into town, filled my bag up. Then I went back, because I hit it, filled my bag up going to Speedway. So I turned around, logged into my wife's account, and went back and filled up her bag on the way home.
Oh, jeez.
And I was able to collect all four or five gyms for Saturday and Sunday before I lost them.
But so no AJ, so then since you won't tell us on how you got started in the Magic, what are you currently playing now?
Overwatch.
No, Magic wise.
Magic?
Like EDH, Modern, EDH. Legacy.
EDH.
Okay, what do you play in EDH?
Okay, so when we ask a question, we mean for you to
Magic related.
Magic related and emphasize and like what's the word?
Because we got to entertain a podcast for about an hour.
And what's the word that means that you have to go into depth?
I'm the worst person to pick for that.
We just happen to be able to. We just happen to be able to use you for a bit, so we don't have to talk for the full hour.
I mean, it's true.
It is kind of true. Because we were getting into Grixis Painter right before you picked you up.
Yeah. No, I have my Atroxa deck.
Oh God.
It's not Infect, and it's not Super Friends, so it's no good.
That's fairly good.
An electric kid.
What?
My wife hatched an electric kid out of her 10k egg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they added the baby Pokemon.
Yeah, because, like, an Infect Atroxa deck can win super fast.
Oh, you built a Traxa?
I built a Traxa. I built her just... How many dice can I put in the field at once?
So you're basically playing Warhammer with Magic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need somebody to get Yidris so I can trade for the Yidris and the Wheel of Fate out of it.
I have a Yidris I'm not using.
Did you buy it? The precon, or?
I got it from the store's release event.
Are you willing to trade two cards out of it?
Which two cards?
Yidris and Wheel of Fate.
Wheel of Fate is the miracle.
And you don't have them. No, it's the suspend wheel effect.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I knew it was a one mana wheel effect.
Because I was also looking at being able to buy or pretty much pimp out Nekuzar.
Okay.
And so for 119 bucks, I could get everything foil that I need.
And you were going to build Nekuzar.
Thinking about it. Really thinking about building Nekuzar.
Oh my god. You know how many people we would annoy playing Nekuzar?
I'll be up for 2HG with you all the time.
I have attempted to build a Leovold.
Which style, though?
I'm not sure exactly.
Did you ever play against Bob's Leovold prison?
No.
Oh, it was great. That's so much fun.
It basically used the Teferi's puzzle box plus Leovold to go, nope.
Yeah, to lock you out of doing anything. Yeah.
And then when I was playing Nekuzar with it, then I made sure that
no one but me did anything.
Yeah.
No, that's about the only way that I know to build Leovold is
prison.
Yeah, lock everyone out of doing anything.
You're in bug too, so you're not in the worst colors of EDH. EDH, yeah.
No, because EDH is more combo control than aggro.
Well, that's the thing is, if you do aggro, your politics suck.
Yeah.
So, Wackwin, what'd you build with Legacy?
Legacy?
Yeah.
I had the proxied up reanimator.
Blue-black reanimator?
Yeah, and you don't sew that together?
Green. No, I don't have the stuff with me.
What'd you bring?
My EDH.
That's it?
Yeah.
Let's have a gauntlet.
Would you like to buy an EMA box tonight, AJ?
No.
They're only $200.
I need to save up to buy a car for my uncle.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
No, they actually have them on sale for, it's like $214 after tax tonight.
Yeah, oh, wow.
You remember the,
times where I wish I had money.
Focus that's falling apart?
Oh, you're gonna buy that?
No, the, my uncle has a 99 Intrepid.
Ugh, stay away. Stay away.
I need to get a different vehicle.
Craig, how much is he asking for the car?
$1,000.
Look at Craigslist.
Yeah.
I kid you not, Integras, my brother had one. It was the biggest piece of crap ever. My brother-in-law and my wife's sister have one. It is the biggest pile of crap ever.
Yeah.
The cars are absolutely junk. To give you a clue, I had a 98 S10 Blazer that my wife was driving. It already had, turn your damn phone off, over 200,000 miles on it with front-end damage. My wife was stopped in Lake Geneva Culver's waiting for a guy to back out in his Intrepid. He ended up folding his trunk into his rear seat.
Ooh.
The only damage that was done to our Blazer was scratches on the paint. Remember how I used to have the Durango? That accident bought us the Durango. Because the Blazer was in such good shape, I maintained it so well. They gave us $2,500 to repair it. And I just turned around and sold the truck for $800 and then paid $2,000 for the Durango and pocketed the rest.
Yeah.
So you don't really play Legacy?
Not really, no.
You tried to get into it.
It just wasn't really interesting.
Well, then...
They went moved too fast for me.
Well, if you're going to... Do you still have all the proxies from the blue-black reanimator?
Again, not with me, but they're somewhere.
Well, if you find them all, we will take them.
Okay.
Because we will add it to our gauntlet.
Yep.
Saves us on printing.
It does. It's greatly appreciated.
No, I'm probably just going to get some more stuff for Atroxin tonight. Because Lake Geneva Games has nothing for singles.
Really? No, because they do all their online business.
Yeah.
Like, I even told Mark that. I'm like, when they got Brian Bloom's collection and Jason wanted top dollar for all of that instead of trying to either give it away at events or cutting locals deals, I stopped buying from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you got this great collection in, and instead you're just shipping it all over the world instead of trying to grow your local scene.
If it's a bulk, like, a bulk-styled... Well, no, if the card's, like, $10, he'll sell it for $12.
Yeah,
and that's another thing I noticed.
Well, yeah. And then he'll try and cut you a deal down to, like, $11.
No, yeah. I've been behind the counter, and I've seen all the lists.
Yeah. Those are not what those cards are worth.
They will look at TCG Player and mark it up by about 10 to 20%.
Yeah.
Well, do you know why he does that? Because when you sell on TCG, they take a 30% cut, so right. He adds 30% to all his prices listed there.
Right.
Like, when they did the conspiracy weekend and my friend Katie came up and Jason had a crater hoof behemoth. Do you know what he had it marked at on TCG and he wanted in store?
But see, you don't go at the same price as you're going on TCG.
Yeah, because you don't have their cost. But do you know what he wanted for a crater hoof behemoth that TCG'd at 25?
I'm guessing 40?
50. And she's like, nope, I'm done. And walked away from him. And ended up getting it at Extreme for like 15.
Yeah.
And I told everybody, like, as you said, you were spreading the word down there about people coming for the event and whatnot.
Yeah.
I was telling people you're going to show up and you're never going to go back. And guess which one happened?
Yep.
They showed up and none of them will go back.
Yep.
And I told Mark, like, I wanted to tell Mark, just go listen to episode 7, Toxicity.
Yep.
You will hear all of our complaints, but I'm not going to draw that much attention to it.
No.
Yep. I told Mark what happened, why I don't like Jason. I mean, yes, I still give the store a shot by going and just playing. I try and spend as little money there as I can, because I'm not going to support that kind of business.
It's not a sustainable business model.
Well, the problem is, that store is just one tax write-off for Jason and his wife.
Right.
That's the only reason it is still going, other than Jason wanting his own playroom.
I mean, Jason's wife makes enough money to support them both.
Oh, yeah. Well, why do you think Jason's not at that store ever?
Right.
Because he's out working with his wife. But when he wants a playroom and to do what he wants to do with games, that's why he has Lake Geneva Games.
Right.
So, Nick, anything for you?
No, not really.
Oh.
No, I really haven't been doing much with Magic for the last couple weeks because I've been rather busy.
Getting ready for Wondertucky?
Well, Christmas and Wondertucky, sure.
How long are you going to be down there?
Between 6 months and 2 years.
Holy cow. What the hell?
Yeah.
Is it just like a life thing going on?
It's like you go there to learn a specific career.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's a good idea. I think it'll do you good.
Yeah, I'm really hoping it will. And honestly, if there's a chance where I don't need to come back, I'm gladly going to take it. I hate Wisconsin only because of the weather and my family.
Kentucky's not too much better in weather, man.
It doesn't get to negative 40 and probably in winter as easily as it does here.
No, but if you get a snow like this, things will be shut down for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because down there...
they don't have plows.
Well, here, down there, this snow we're getting right now, school's closed for next week.
Yeah. Hey, but good thing I don't go to school.
Yeah.
to give you a clue, Nick, my mother-in-law a couple years ago went down to West Virginia.
Ooh, that sounds
like fun.
I've gone there.
Maybe February, March. And they had it was the year they got that ice storm.
Oh.
She walked out into the front.
2008?
No. This was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But she walked out to the front and almost slid after trying to stop right off their deck. Literally said, I wouldn't even suggest driving in this. So they just stayed home.
Well, they also don't have snow tires down there. So.
No, they only have summer tires. But.
Yeah.
That was what people, they started seeing pictures of all, just like hundreds of cars in the ditch. Because people were still going out trying to drive. I mean, just trucks flipped and cars burned from accidents. It was like that for almost 2 weeks.
It looked like the apocalypse hit.
Till the ice snow melted off the ground.
Huh.
Like, she walked down, like 2 days later, she walked down to a convenience store, and you could smell the moldy food through the doors.
Because they were closed?
Yeah, nobody had showed up to throw anything or change it. All the food had molded on the inside. And that was 2 days. We get 30 inches of snow here on a Monday. Tuesday, we're back in school.
Yep. And we're required to go to work on Monday.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Hey, that's one of the reasons I don't want to come back.
Oh my god. I just suck at getting green lights tonight.
Hey, it's not a bad thing.
Oh, did I tell you about the what happened 2 Sundays ago? I think it was.
No.
One of the snowplows took out a truck bay door wall.
Ooh. Just got too close and bing.
No, it gets really icy in the parking lot.
So it just slid.
And he just slid and took out part of the wall.
Was it a? You said a plow truck.
Yeah.
How the hell did a plow truck take out a wall?
Was it a full size plow truck?
I don't know exactly. It was just.
Oh, it was just you. Just heard, all you heard was plow truck.
Yeah.
All you heard was boom.
All I heard was manager going, "Okay, I have show and tell today."
This is what not to do. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, one of the things I wanted to bring up for budget builds, would Shocklands for the temporary fix work in Legacy?
Is this in regard to Mark Rosewater's comments on Twitter?
No.
Or did you not hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
All right, we'll have to discuss that on the way back.
But beyond that,
I mean, to me, it comes down to how competitive your scene is.
Well, because, like, what I keep on seeing is when the game is won, it's either by 10 life or a combo. And it's not, like, a Shockland isn't going to be much of a difference within that 10 life.
But
in the event that you had to have one untapped.
I mean, I don't think it will matter much, but most of the decks are already so tight on things, they can't. It's not worth it to spare it. And the reason I bring up Mark Rosewater's comment is there was a Twitter conversation after Mark Rosewater brought up about Draw-Go Magic.
Uh-huh.
Because he says that they haven't done Draw-Go in 15 years of Magic, which they have done, just not in the same essence. Well, somebody made the comment about Legacy, and he said, well, would snow duels really matter much when people can already run four of the others? So in essence, what he's saying is, what decks would want to actually run five Underground Seas, or five Tundras, or five of any of the dual lands?
Uh-huh.
There's only a couple of decks that would actually want to run more than four of already. And that's mainly combo decks like Reanimator.
Decks that can accept
power
the,
stuff out and not, yeah. not expecting the late game. Well, he also posed the question, well, don't Shocklands work? No, they don't. Storm doesn't want to play Shocklands because their life is already.
Well, yeah, they're not going to play. But at the same time, they don't need specific duel. They only need like a few duels. And can really ultimately play basics. Because they're going off so early in the game.
Yes and no.
Yeah, yes and no, yeah. But
I'm gonna go around. So, that was the question that was posed. And that's why, I mean, I'd like to discuss that with people. Maybe on the way back home, since we're at the shop now.
Yeah. But
he brought up, we can take a look on once we get inside about it. Because he literally says, do people want snow-covered duels? And it's like, well, if it gets more people playing Legacy, absolutely. The problem is they actually have to print other cards to go along with it.
Yeah.
Because more people are going to want to play.
Wow, so snow-covered duels.
We will discuss it on the way home.
Yep. I will see all y'all.
Don't slam the hatch
like that, Nick.
Don't
Sorry.
Slam the hatch.
Sorry. That's damn it. I thought I closed it kind of gently, but I didn't slam it down as hard as I could.
Well, I think about it.
What, turning it off or turning it on?
Turning it off.
Oh.
There. Yeah. It'll be nice.
Can you move your backpack, AJ?
One sec.
Wait for good. Hey! Oh, it's 11:30. Holy cow! What a night! What a night!
Yep. Ended up playing a different card game called Cards Against Humanity.
I mean, I'm sure most people know about it.
People, yeah, people know about it.
Oh my god, my jaw hurts.
I need to bring joking together next time.
So, what was the favorite cards played against Cards Against Humanity?
Black half with Barack Obama.
The beginning of, wait, what was it? The beginning of the world's problems? Of America's problems?
Oh, yeah. The Underground Railroad.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That was bad.
That yeah, there were some awful. Really bad
that
ones.
That joke is dark.
Well, the worst part is, like, this is going to be really bad because I threw white people in there.
That joke was so much darker than me.
But, yeah, no, I pulled the switch, went from Infect to Miracles, and decided to play Bob the Gathering.
It's gonna God, I missed that Bob deck. The Gathering because you're playing Bob's game.
Oh my god.
No matter how hard fun. You try.
After watching Joe Lissette win the Players' Champion last weekend, oh my god, I forgot how fun Miracles was.
Yep. It's definitely a deck I actually kind of like playing against because it's very inquisitive.
Now running main deck, editor. Explosives to beat chalices is so fun. I wish I could find room for Academy of Runes.
I don't know why you would need it. Just to re-go through engineer explosives?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't, I don't want to see any more stupid jumps.
And just keep cycling the Engineered Explosives, because Engineered Explosives is pretty damn good in the format.
Well, yeah. That's why, like, most Tez list starts with it in the main. Then it did Tez versus Elves, which didn't go too well, because by the time I finally, either I got the lock piece and I won, or by the time I could stabilize, he was already winning the game.
Who? Oh, Marshall.
Who's that?
The one guy who was in the Marines with the buzz cut that we were overplaying with.
Oh, okay.
Then I versed AJ with Bug in the Ice. That went somewhat well.
No, it didn't. AJ doesn't know the first thing about playing a deck like that.
Nope.
Well, I mean, he also did, he tried Prowess Delver and beat me.
Oh, you did?
Mainly because I only can draw Thing in the Ice and nothing to engine the Thing in the Ice. Mm-hmm. It is a plural because I meant I had three of them. Because had I drawn the last turn, had I drawn a brainstorm into another draw spell, I would have flipped the thing and been done.
Yep.
And that would have been game over, but beyond that, just couldn't get there. Because Prowess Delver is just so quick.
Yep. It's a hyper aggro. And that's why Andy rage quit that one day when he got stomped by everybody.
Still didn't try to put together Grixis Banner. I haven't really decided on a list that I would like.
Anyways, what we were talking about before, well, when we actually got to the shop.
Oh, yeah, the plain
snow-covered stuff.
Oh, yep.
On Mark Rosewater's Tumblr page, he had mentioned... What was this going to do?
Going to a different entrance.
He had mentioned something along the lines of how, like, Drago Magic hasn't been done in 15 years, but...
What is Drago Magic? Because it's...
Drago Magic is the in essence of straight blue-white control that doesn't do anything but play on your opponent's turn. Untap, draw, play land, say go.
Okay.
And you counter everything they play.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen something like that.
I mean, back in the Cons... Theros standard?
Mm-hmm.
There was blue-black.
Okay.
Draw-go, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So, they still do it, just not as... extreme as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Rosewater's like, oh, we haven't done this for 15 years, but yet people were able to go back to Sphinx's Rev in the RTR Innistrad block.
Yeah.
And then the RTR Theros block was, once again, the blue-white, or Esper, Drago control-style decks. Then when RTR rotated out, we got Khans and da-da-da-da, Dig Through Time and Treasure Cruise, so it was Drago again. But they refused to admit that they still do it, and Mark Rosewater came out with a condescending statement. Well, it led to somebody pointing out, well, why don't you do more variety of a deck like Legacy? Well, they got into a discussion of Legacy, and something came up about the land base, and Mark Rosewater tweeted, would any deck actually want to play a fifth to eighth dual land? Most people say, I mean, if you look at it, and honestly, most decks don't. Most decks have three. Four are the combo decks.
Yeah, and the only reason that, like, you would need more than that four is really none. Like, most people play duels so they can just fill out their colors and play shards. And when you're doing shards, you usually at least
doing three color.
Yeah. When you're doing three color, you're at least going to have maybe eight fetches in your deck at minimum six. So that's basic land base, and then people want to put bases in their deck so then they don't get actually destroyed by a Blood Moon or a Wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to at least have a minimum of each of your colors or just double up in one color. You have basics, so that's nine lands now. Usually people run, like, 20 lands.
Well, it doesn't really matter how many duels you have. It's more along the lines of your fetch land setup.
Well, yeah.
Because that's where Legacy 3-color and 4-color decks come from, is because they had all 10 fetch lands to get whatever they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I am kind of divided on... should they reprint the snow-covered duels? Because it is breaking the spirit of the reserve list to me. I know it sounds harsh, but that's what it is. They're adding a text that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I do want people to be able to play the format. That's where I'm torn.
That's where the weird thing is. Like, is it okay to have... That's why I was wondering if it's okay just to play shocks.
Well, Mark brought that up, and if you look at it, most Legacy decks, like, you don't want to play Shocks in Miracles, because most of the games against Marshals, I stabilized at 6 life.
That's fair.
Yes, you can, but you're not going to win the vast majority of your decks, or your games.
Well, that's where you're just going to, I mean, at times you would be able to fetch for a tapped land. So you don't always have to get an untapped land.
Yeah, but you're going to be hindering yourself there.
Yeah. I don't know, what do you think about for the prison decks that can really shut down your opponent?
I mean, a prison deck that...
Because when a prison deck loses, it is by that big astronomical number that... Because it's not, like, taxing against you. You can't really tax against the prisons.
I mean, the problem that I have with saying prison decks can run shocklands is prison really needs its life total.
Sometimes it is used. It's quite rarely.
Its life total is its greatest asset.
But for as like a budget until you get your duels?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a budget alternative to either say, well, you know, I can get... I have one underground sea, but I need three total blue-black fetchable dual lands. In all honesty, I don't believe you really need anything more than the first underground sea. You could probably get away with running Watery Graves.
Yeah. And that's the other thing to it is, like, all the allied fetch lands are right now under $20 each.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely have your playsets by now.
And all the shock lands are all under $10 each.
Yeah, you should definitely have your playset.
So in the ultimate form of it all, you can probably buy full sets of allied shocks Well, Allied fetches and a full set of all 10 shocks, otherwise known as other names for female genitalia, but...
What?
The fact, the joke about how most chucklands are otherwise named for female genitalia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're all names that...
People that get the joke can reference them themselves. But, you can probably get all... a playset of all 10 chocks and all the allied fetches for less than a volcanic island.
No. I don't think so.
Let's see. I'll do that. You guys figure out something else to talk about. How was your EDH games?
I won after how many hours? 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
It went on too long.
I don't even know how you lost, AJ. When I looked over there, you had all those tokens.
Because the one guy did, what was that, Boros?
Boros, something
like... He reflected the damage back at me.
Fucking
that
would have
hit me.
No, it wasn't the fucking palm.
No, it was on the white one.
It was similar.
For redirect damage?
Yeah. Prevent all combat damage from the target creature.
Oh, reflect damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so... He hit the damage that would have hit me, and even though AJ was swinging at me and the other guy.
The stupid thing is, the guy could have... He could have won that game if he let me kill the other two players.
Yeah.
And then did that when I swung at him.
When he attacked
it, yeah. I mean, which guy was it?
The big guy with the lazy eye.
Okay. Yeah, that guy's not too smart.
No.
Obviously.
And he's also the guy who world warped 3 times in a row.
In one turn.
Yeah.
Why did you guys let him live after that, is my question.
Because he is the guy who has all the fog effects.
I mean, yeah, he's going to run out when you go 3-on-1.
No, I'm just glad in our game, because that was actually the same game that AJ had lost to. I'm glad I died so easily.
See, that's why I don't like playing with that guy, because all he wants to do is board wipe, 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 board wipe.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yes, I understand that's part of the game, but all you're doing is making it so you are wasting your time.
Right.
I didn't see him play, like, other than creatures. I don't think I saw him play, like, a sorcerer instant that really wasn't the whole
game. No, he's an EDH player that thinks he's competitive and doesn't play on other people's turns.
No.
He literally only plays sorcery speed effects, so that way he can go, take turn, do something else till my next turn.
Mm-hmm. And my deck is where I don't care how many times you kill my board, I'm going to rebuild it somehow.
No, that's like everybody's strategy in EDH.
Right. I mean, yeah, except for me.
Okay, you can definitely not get him for less than an underground sea.
I told you you couldn't.
But the total cost of getting all the allied fetches and all the shock lands as a playset of each is $650.
So 2 volcanics.
Yeah, 2 volcanics. Like most of a land base for a legacy deck.
No, that's 2 volcanics max.
Okay, fair enough.
You still need, for like Grixis Painter, you still need what? 3 Underground Seas? And that's $1,200 right there?
Well, with my Grixis Painter list, I was using Basics, because then instead of running Blood Moon, I can just run back to Basics.
But I don't like that plan.
It was a lockout plan, that's all.
It's not a lockout, it's a stall. The only reason Miracles plays it is because of the Eldrazi and the Lands Magic.
Mm.
Where Blood Moon, for like a Painter deck, just wins you those matches.
Yeah. So that's where I was wondering if I should just play Blood Moon at the same time.
I mean, you just have to have 4 of each fetch that gets you non-red. So you'd need 4 Polluteds, 4 Scalding Tarns, and 4 Bloodstained Mires, and you would have to learn to fetch around.
Well, I mean, I already fetch around, even when I'm playing Painter, just to fetch for basics all the time. Like, I almost think about pulling Polluted Deltas out of Painter because I don't ever use them, really. They'll show up after there's a Blood Moon on the field.
In the Grixis build?
No, and just in my normal red-white painter build.
You don't have polluted in your red-white painter build.
Yeah, I do. I have a playset of polluted.
In red-white painter, you have a blue-black fetch that gets nothing.
Not polluted. Plateaus. I gained very confused on that one. Still.
I was about to say, blue-black doesn't fetch you red-white stuff.
Even from the start, actually, it was always getting that back. So, plateaus. Sorry, the red-white dual land. I have a playset of that.
Well, I mean, and you pretty much can cut all white out of your deck and just go mono red and you're fine.
That's fair, too.
Wow, what the hell is... Why so many people slid off the road around here?
I don't really actually know particularly. But... So, no, recently I've just been building deck lists that only use basics because the need of duels is getting meh. Middle. If you don't need to really... Like... The downside of playing with basics instead of duels is matched with the fact of Wastelands and Blood Moons are prevalent in Legacy. Because, I mean, there's not many decks that don't run Wasteland that are on a different game plan than usually some other decks can stop.
Yes and no, I guess. Depends on the meta.
Well, that is a weird thing. Like, yeah, if you're going to have a less wastelanded meta, then, yeah, you want to play your duels because then you can get maximum color options. But if you're going to be in a wasteland meta, then the moment you go grab a duel, you're almost kind of set back another turn if they're willing to do it.
I mean, but, yeah, that's a given, Max. That's the greedy point of dual lands.
Yeah.
So I don't see what your point is, because either the Wasteland could hit your utility or your dual land, but they're still setting themselves behind a land.
That's all fairness. But usually when a deck does Wasteland, they can afford it for the turn. Being back a land is not always particularly bad for most decks that play Wasteland.
I don't see where you're coming from on this. You make no sense.
I'm trying to make sense of
it. You're trying to justify something that had no bearing on it.
I was wondering if it's like completely worth, if it evens out in pros and cons of just playing basics and fetches and instead of playing duels and less fetches. Right? Left.
Hmm?
Straight. New plan. New topic. We're start with a new one. Surgical extraction. Main board or sideboard? Surgical extraction. Main board or sideboard?
What do you mean?
Don't ask
in what?
This is a random fucking comment to get us off this topic.
Play it in fucking sideboard.
Who's next?
So, Max, have you ever built a commander other than Nekizar?
Chaos Edger.
You're an ass.
What? Sorry, I want to be playing the freaking Plane Chase deck as I play the game.
God damn it.
What? Because that's basically how I build the Chaos Edge. I'm in control of the Plane Chase deck.
You're never in control with Chaos then. You're just playing Zedru, Max.
Yeah.
You're just playing how long can we go until the player's
quit? No, it's you're playing Pillow Fort Zedru. You're not playing Chaos Zedru because you're not causing chaos.
No, like you just cause complete chaos like a Planeswalker deck would. Not a Planeswalker deck, but a Planes Chase deck would.
But you're not causing chaos, you're just causing people to go after other people.
No, we're talking like Teferi's Puzzle Box type shenanigans with Possibility Storm. Guild Feud. Another $1 rare that had no value. Such as a full Common Storm.
So why not just play something else? Commander, because Zedru isn't going to be chaos when you can give stuff to people.
Well, that's the thing, is most of the chaos cards like Teferi's Puzzle Box, Hollowing Mind, Possibility Storm, and...
But Hollowing Mind isn't chaos!
It's not chaos, yeah, that's...
It's fucking Pillow Fort!
That's not chaos.
Winter Orb and all that crap.
That's not chaos,
that's stacks.
Fort!
Are all...
You're using the terms incorrectly!
Are all able to be traded with Zedru?
Everything's able to be traded with frickin' Zedru, Max.
Without, with no drawback to who owns it. It affects doesn't... all players.
Okay, so you just want to play Zedru Stacks.
Yes.
So then you say Zedru Stacks.
God damn it.
Not Chaos Zedru, because there's no fucking such thing as Chaos Zedru.
Yes.
This is why people call you stupid. I wasn't even listening to half the conversation.
I was trying to get us off topic, so I didn't have to talk anymore.
Well, to that, how did that work for you, Max?
When,
why is it so bright?
Because that's ski the hill. Ski hill over there.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is going to work.
Sometimes, why do you think it's foggy around here? Because it's all the fake snow they're making.
And sometimes I think people may wonder why I don't
pay that
so
much attention to know that.
We've driven past it almost every weekend this month.
Yeah, this is the first time they actually had the lights on.
No, they had on last weekend.
We didn't go through last weekend, but we went through the weekend before.
No, the weekend before that. No, because this morning we just had to start snow going.
Shut her down. Call it a night.
Yeah, I'll leave her going.
It's gonna be quiet.
I always edit her out. In the event that someone else comes up. Have you guys seen Yoga Hosers besides Bob?
Seen what?
Yoga Hosers. Well, they probably haven't, yeah.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
It is a movie on Netflix by Kevin Smith.
Oh, God.
Have you seen Jay and Silent Bob?
No.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't actually gotten around to watching.
Most of Kevin Smith's movies are on Netflix. You can start with Clerks.
Clerks is black and white, by the way. Just in case you haven't...
Yeah, but no, it's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's dialogue-driven.
Yeah.
Then there is also Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and I think Chasing Amy is still up there.
Mm. So is Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah, that one's up there, but that's really not Jay and Silent Bob-ish.
No, yeah.
I think I saw parts of that, and
which one?
Make a Porno, whatever it was.
Zach and Mary? Oh, that's hilarious. No, Kevin Smith does a podcast called Smodcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in one of them, 3 years ago, he ended up covering the story of a guy in Canada that posted a listing saying he had a room for rent, but the stipulation was whoever rented it had to dress up as a walrus twice a week and act like a walrus because he was friends with a walrus at one point. Well, it turned out to be a prank. But Kevin Smith wrote a whole movie as a horror movie about it called Tusk.
Oh, jeez.
Well, in Tusk, there is a scene with his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter.
Oh, boy.
They were playing Clerks at a Canadian convenience store. And from the 5 minutes of them being on screen, he wrote another movie called Yoga Hosers from another of the Smodcast podcasts. And that one is based off of a yoga teacher in Canada had a ancient artifact stolen from him, and he got it at a garage sale for like $50. Well, it was stolen, recovered, and then they carbon dated it, and it turned out to be like a 600-year-old Ming Dynasty artifact.
Jeez.
So they confiscated it and gave it back to China. Well, from that, Kevin Smith made a whole role for Justin Long about being a Canadian yoga teacher. And then he incorporated his daughter and Lily Rose Depp as the main characters from their 5-minute showing on Tusk. And the whole point of Yoga Hosers is there were Canadian Nazis.
Yeah.
And one of them froze themselves and comes back in present day. It's fucked up. It is hilarious.
It
He literally made it for teenage girls to go and see and laugh about.
And yeah, this road is the one that's not much fun.
Oh, I'm
just because it's farmland on either side.
Yeah, and tracks are doing fine.
It's not doing horrible.
There's lots of road noise from the slush.
That's why I pulled the phone out of the visor.
Cruising at 40.
We'll get there. It may not be on time, but we'll get there. Even though we don't have a time limit.
Nope.
Except for our own sleeplessness.
But Kevin and Smith is also making the third installment of his True North Terror Trilogy.
Oh, jeez.
Moose Jaws. It's like Jaws, but with a moose.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's pretty much going to be based during a Canadian summer at a summer camp, and a moose is going to be hunting the campers.
Oh.
Moose Jaws.
So you know this was supposed to be a horror-type movie?
Yeah. True North Horror Trilogy.
So how is the moose going to be, like, demented or something?
We don't know. Don't know the exact story of it.
We'll find out when you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching that.
Well, I guess we'll find out then.
Yeah. Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be a... No, it doesn't suck to be me. Sucks... It's awesome to not want to scare myself.
I think he's confused, Nick.
Nick,
it's not a horror movie.
It's not a horror movie. It's a stupid comedy wrapped in a horror shell.
I don't care.
There's nothing scary about it.
I don't get enjoyment out of scaring myself.
It's as much horror as Star Wars and science fiction.
Is this the road, AJ?
One more.
Next one?
Yep. It's the Polish road.
No, you want me to drop you off the front?
Yeah, you can. No. Technically, it's the back.
Right here.
Yep. Technically, it's this the one's back. Hidden. Yeah. No, that's the Polak road.
Right here? No, right here. No? Right here?
No.
Not right here. All right. See you guys.
Yeah. Take care. Have a good Christmas.
Yep.
Have a Merry Christmas.
See ya.
The light
and have a safe drive home.
Oh, yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm driving, not Max.
That makes a world of difference.
You still have to ride home with Max from my house, still.
I don't.
He's ridden into my car through the snow before. He complimented me on not killing us.
I'm not exactly sure if that's a compliment, though.
Max couldn't do this, because he would just slide right through.
I would be prepared to slide through, and...
He would slide through.
Then just turn. Especially when my car, even in my driveway... will slide down the driveway.
Are you freaking dying back there, Nick?
Seems like it.
Why don't you go take him home and let him watch Yoga Hosers, then go drop him off.
No, I have to get up and shovel my aunt's driveway tomorrow. Then we go to Grand for the $50 all you can eat.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Tradition?
Yeah, it's been a tradition since my aunt brought it up the first year. Then she said, we can't do anything else. Because we used to do dinner at the Abbey for all-you-can-eat buffet back when my grandfather was alive.
Mm-hmm.
But we have stopped doing that as a tradition. I think, like, one year they had, like, bad food or a bad buffet, and then we stopped doing that.
We used to do the Abbey, too, for Thanksgiving.
Well, I know I'm going to be getting Skyrim Remastered for Christmas, so my Monday is kind of already set.
And I'm getting Legendary Edition for PS3.
I have no idea what I'm getting for Christmas. Holy shit.
A lump of coal.
Probably.
New tires. Shirt.
No.
You're gonna get home, take it off anyways.
I'm not using my shirt.
Use your jacket.
No.
Use Bob's shirt.
No. Sure. Use Max's.
Sure.
No, don't use my shirt. I already used my shirt.
There's enough of it there. You got plenty to spare.
Ouch. Eh, fat guy joke, huh?
If you want to take it that way.
So why haven't you built a bent Deathblade yet?
Well, and I thought about it. I was like, it hasn't put up much results. I think it will be good, but I'd rather just play Miracles.
Hmm.
If Miracles gets banned, then I'll probably build a bent Deathblade. That guy's having fun.
He's Evelyn.
I think they got more snow up here than they did down in Illinois.
We might have. Maybe about half an inch more.
Mm-hmm.
And their plows just haven't been through this area yet because it's not a main access highway.
True. Oh yeah, there's been no plows through here. But that is one thing, since we've gotten across the border, I have not seen one car in the ditch. It's all been in the Illinois.
That is funny. This is true. This is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Illinoisers.
Just what we see.
Or is it Illinoisers?
Considering how much Bob is sliding, I'm afraid to find out how much Max is sliding.
I won't get up to enough speed to be sliding this much.
Well, Max is also probably going to take Highway 50, which should be plowed by now.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to plow this until, like, 3, 4 in the morning.
Trust me, I can handle driving. It's...
Can you handle riding with him?
Yeah, I know.
I told one of my engineers that usually I just BS with that... About that, sorry. It's not the question of, are you okay with me? It's not okay if I'm okay to drive. It's okay if you were okay with me driving. If that makes any sense. My mind is messed up already. I am in not paying attention mode.
So what's different from any other time of the day?
No, it's just been really bad today. I don't know why.
Did it take you that long to spit that out?
Maybe. Yes. Some days I am more focused than others, but just today it's just horrible.
What?
I just will cut it out until finally something.
What?
The recording. We ain't talking. I said cut it.
I don't know. You could do what everyone else and every other caster does. And what would you recommend buying your Magic player? Which is, at the same time, you probably should just ask your Magic player. Unfortunately, they'll know what they're getting for Christmas.
It's already too late to be doing that.
Well, yeah, it's already too late for when this, you guys are listening to this recording. But of course, there's definitely people that are not with their family or have to send to other family that could have Magic players. So I know I have a aunts and uncles Christmas that goes on in, like in January.
Oh, here's a good question. What do you guys going to be doing during the holidays? Like after, like between Christmas and New Year's and maybe after New Year's?
I work Tuesday and Wednesday and then I am off until January 3rd? Huh. Yeah, the Tuesday after.
But are you going to be like doing anything special with the family, like going somewhere, like
doing Thursday? Alicia does not work. We are planning on going to Science and Industry down in Chicago.
Oh, cool.
As I said, last time I was there was my senior year of high school.
Oh.
So I kind of want to go back, see what it's like.
Pretty cool place.
Oh yeah, I know it is. I used to enjoy it, going on field trips and that. There's been no plows through here.
Yep.
Yeah. Me and my family are on the 30th, which is also my mom's birthday. We're going to go see Hamilton Broadway on Chicago.
Okay.
Which is, like, with my aunt and uncle, my cousins, my grandparents, like, we're all going. Cause it's something we've all wanted to see ever since we heard about it.
Just hope Mike Pence isn't in the audience. Walworth County actually has the road plowed.
That is funny. Like, it was an abrupt cut to this road.
Is that you flashing lights back there, Nick?
No. Well, yeah. Sorry. That's my game I'm playing.
Okay. I keep seeing it flashing. It looks like it's scroll lights behind us.
Sorry. I've been trying to angle it down.
Nope. Again, I have Christmas at Grand, Christmas dinner at Grand. We might wake up Sunday and go to my aunt's church.
I mean,
we might. And then I'm off Monday, go to work for the rest of the week, and maybe Saturday, depends upon how ahead we are on work. Well, I don't know if we work Saturday or not. And then I got Monday off for the New Year's holiday.
Are you sure Max is going to be able to make it down this road?
We don't need to go this way.
Oh. He's going to be able to leave my subdivision and go right out to Highway 50. Oh.
Nick, we can make it from point A to point B. And we will not enter a ditch.
Hopefully.
Most likely.
Probably 75% chance you will.
That I will on 75%. I'm not the one that's run into a ditch yet this year.
I didn't run into a ditch. I got sucked in.
Regardless.
Because I had to swerve around a car.
Regardless, I still haven't entered a ditch yet this year.
Yeah, if you do it tonight, send me pictures.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll definitely, like...
Because I'll come with Tony in the morning and we'll pull you out.
In the morning?
Yep.
Now I could probably get myself unstuck unless... things are not going to work. So remember, I do have someone that can push me.
Is he smart enough to actually be able to do it at the right time?
I don't know. But I also know not to dig myself to my axles. It was also kind of funny to see a truck that pulled over to the side of the road or whatever, and I could just see all four tires spinning. And I can see the guy in the driver's seat going, not going anywhere. I'm like, yeah, because you dug yourself to your axles.
3 years ago, when we had the Durango the first December, first snowfall, we had to take it in and get the transmission sensor changed.
Yeah.
Common in it. And we took it in the night before. The next day, I was sick, so I called into work. And Alicia got a ride with her mom because it was supposed to snow heavy. I'm like, I'll just go get the Durango and pick you up when you get done. The snow hit, and they called saying, oh yeah, Durango's ready. So I called my stepdad. He came and got me. We just took our time in his Trailblazer. We get up onto Highway 12. There's not even any snow on the ground. No buildup at all. and there's already three guys in their Dodge Ram pickup truck on the side of US 12, buried to their rear axle, still spinning the tires.
God.
It's like, you guys aren't going anywhere till you get a tow truck. But, so we make it up to Elkhorn Auto, come back taking Highway H through Elkhorn, because my stepdad wanted to go to the fire department, and I just followed him. Get to the fire department, I'm like, all right, I'll see you later. He's like, just keep it in four, you'll make it home just fine. I'm like, I've been in two-wheel the whole time. I had the 33-inch tires on that truck. Oh, it just went right through the snow so well. It's like, well, just drive safe. If you get caught, let me know. We'll come pull you out. Ah, I'll be fine.
Yep. No, I just always have had light front-wheel drive vehicles. Contour, Aussie Rally, Saab, mm-hmm. and then now the G6.
All-wheel or rear-wheel from now on?
Oh, yeah, I would love an all-wheel drive car right now.
Just you can put yourself really, into the ditch quicker?
Just really can't afford it.
You can just put yourself in the ditch quicker?
Well, that and they have better acceleration on good land.
So you'll put yourself into the ditch much quicker.
A lot of driveway in ditch.
You can go from your driveway to the ditch quicker.
That's right, I'm going to pull out my car. So you can pull in.
Yeah, there were no plows through here. Have fun.
I'll make it out. We'll get there. It might take an extra 30 minutes just to get there, but we're going to get there. See, that's been plowed. Alright, whatever.
See y'all.